Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 6 to verse 10. It reads, "When everything had been arranged like this, the priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins of the people had committed in ignorance." The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still standing. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. Well, we'll go on to verse 11 next time. Let's dig into this passage and see what we can find of encouragement and instruction for us. Verse 6, when everything had been arranged like this, that's referring to the previous five verses about how everything was meant to be built, and that they could go on and carry on their regular ministry, which included things like trimming the lamps, Exodus 27, verse 21, they had to keep those lamps burning, the weekly replacement of the breads, Leviticus 24, verse 5, they're putting the loaves in there, and daily sacrifices, Exodus 29, 38, to 46, if you'd like to look those up. So they had a ministry to carry on, but only in the outer room. Verse 7, the high priest entered the inner room only once a year, never without blood, offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. Good background chapter for that is Leviticus chapter 16. We won't read all that now, but nonetheless, Aaron is instructed about how to go into the holy place. He's to enter the sanctuary area with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering and so on. Read Leviticus 16. It's very useful and interesting background to this whole point here. Then in verse 9, the writer says, but this is all an illustration. Now here is a sermon illustration in a way for the present time, telling us something about Jesus Christ. Of course, Jesus is able to clear the conscience of someone who's worshipping. Verse 9 says that the old covenant could not do that. They were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper, but Jesus and his sacrifice does and can. Hebrews 9:14, we'll look at a little bit later, talks about how he's able to cleanse our conscience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. Wonderful. And with this removal of the burden of guilt, we are liberated to serve God with confidence and gratitude. This is the tremendous blessing of the new covenant, that we have this clear conscience before God, not just an external washing, as he says in verse 10. That old covenant was a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order, pointing there to the weakness of the old covenant. The old covenant system did not deal with the heart, only the flesh, the outward. And so we have something superior. We don't have restricted access, we have full access. We don't have partial cleansing, we have full cleansing, including the conscience. And we don't have a limited pardon with God, we have full forgiveness, not only of the sin that was not deliberate, but also sin that's committed deliberately. The new covenant offers eternal forgiveness. Hebrews 8, 8 to 12, we looked at in the previous chapter. Well, this is amazing stuff. And I hope it encourages you as much as it does me. We're going to go on next time and look at some more of this difference and this great encouragement that we have. That's in verses 11 and following. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. Also, I'm on Twitter if you look for MCCX. And also, if you type MCCX into the search bar in iTunes, you'll find us under podcasts, and you can subscribe to us there. If you don't mind, if you have time, if you could give us a review and some stars, I'd be very grateful. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.